myself. So
now you're going to do three songs for us live.
I am, yeah.
So tell us about the first one and when you wrote this and what it's about.
To be honest, I'm one of the musicians that I've ended up, I've written so many songs now that I don't get organised enough to turn up and know what I'm going to play. I think I know what I'm going to play. Did have a nice conversation with my mum before I come out.
So. Right. Hello, mum.
Hi, mum. And I want to do, I definitely want to do one or two off the album. She was, I was going to do an instrumentally one as well. She was like, oh no, do this song instead.
So. Yeah.
But I'm going to start with a version of Strolling On, which is written about a date around Lakeside, which is a weird place to have a date. So we were walking around Lakeside for a bit. Date was going really well, really nice girl. And then we ended up, we didn't want to end the date really, having a sort of cool time. So we took a quick drive across to IKEA and ended up walking around IKEA for a couple of hours chatting away as well. So.
You can do that in IKEA. In fact, every time I go, I can't even get out.
Like, yeah, well, you, if you get lost, that's it. 2 hours yeah. journey anyway.
You could be in there all night.
So don't follow them arrows, you know. So that's quite comical. But yeah, this is going to be on the album and it's Strolling On, so.
Coming up to the other side, and I see her waving, and I wave back and walk to her. I see her always smiling, so we hold hands, walking around now, and we're enjoying our time and follow feet back to where I know she's on my side and she's got my love. And I've got nothing on. She has my everything. Strolling on. Strolling on. Coming up to the other store, and we follow arrows all in time, and hanging light bulbs as hot though. Don't touch that, but she doesn't. So I touch it too, and we don't burn. We're like two peas in a pot, and we'll walk fast. And again, I know she's on my mind, and she's got my love. And I've got nothing on. She has my everything. Strolling on, she's got my love. I've got nothing on. She has my everything. Strolling on. Strolling on. Nothing on. She has my everything. Strolling on. She's got my love. And I've got nothing on. She has my everything. Strolling on. She's got my love. And I've got nothing on. She has my everything. Strolling on. Strolling on.
Now, if that is not a summer song, I don't know what it is. Well, when did you write that? Was it summer or winter?
That was between about March and April last year.
It just sounds like a really, it sounds like a song you put on in your car with the roof off.
Yes.
Summer. It's like a summer,
it's been nice,
isn't it?
Hearing it backwards.
Isn't it weird? Because you listen to a song and you suddenly, and it can actually get the seasons. And because I know, obviously, Lakeside, because I spend ages pushing my mum in a blasted wheelchair around there, it's that kind of, it's the melodic kind of stepping, walking.
Yeah.
You can hear it, can't you?
It's got that kind of feel to it. We were quite chilled walking about.
And yeah.
It kind of, yeah. I like to try my best. Not that I ever know what I'm doing to do it, but I like to try and capture what I was feeling at the time. So it helps me get it back to perform as
it's
well.
It's a good track. We like that one, don't we? Pat, go and say, what do you think? Yeah? Gabby likes it as well. That's good. So what's the next one you're
going to do? I'll go for a bit more upbeat. I'll go for a bit of Me and the Moon. Out a little bit and see how we're doing.
And what's this one written about?
This kind of isn't. This is one of those that just, I had this kind of, that, and I'd been listening to, what was I listening to at the time? I always listened to a lot of stuff like Incubus and things like that, and the band Vacant Touch. We were fans of a band called Puggy, supported them on one of their shows, and some of their stuff's quite influenced me over the years as well now. And I don't know, this is, it's not really about anyone or anything kind of thing. It's just a song that just came out and ended up being, I think there's 1,000 songs and films and everything called Me and the Moon. Mm. So there's a working title. But for now, Me and the Moon kind of suits. But it isn't really about much, to be fair.
Sun, we've got this little thing revolving round you, just keeping you safe. He'll take daytime light on the outside of the world just to make sure out of harm's way. I will keep you safe out of way. If I fail my life, I fear that you don't already know. If I fail my life, I fear that you don't already know.
Like that one as well. You're gonna have to send me some of your stuff in so I can play it, get it recorded quick.
Yeah.
That now, if I was guessing, just being some sort of freaky stalker, I would say that to me sounded like it was recorded on a Sunday evening and you were feeling a little bit kind of a little bit fed up, but all right, but a little bit moody. What was, tell us, I want to know now.
That one was that one was about 2 or 3 in the morning.
Yeah.
And that was on, I think it wasn't East Beach, was the other side, Chalkwall.
Mm.
It was pretty much on Chalkwall Beach, about 3 in the morning.
Yeah.
Good mood. A little while ago now. We're kind of coming out the back end of a bad one.
Yeah.
So, yeah, kind of on the way. Yeah.
It's got that nice little melody, and then you've got that little bit of aggression, that little bit of aggression.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's kind of questioning at the end, kind of thinking, am I happy about this? Yeah.
Now, are you going to play your mum's favourite? Because I don't want to get in trouble with your mum. She's listening out there. What's her name?
Lorraine.
I was going to say, it's called, she's mum.
Mum, yeah, mum. Yeah.
Hello, Lorraine.
She'll be freaking out. If she's listening, I think she is listening.
She can listen on the playback, can't she?
Yeah, yeah. Indeed. Yeah, yeah. She'll be like, oh, hi, mum. Yeah, yeah. Oh, no. Hi, Dad. I can't leave him out.
No, don't do that. And always waving on air. I do that as well.
Yeah,
hi.
What is that?
I don't know what that is. They can't see.
Hi. I was waving. Yeah, say what you see and all of that.
So what are you going to play now for us?
Yeah, I will. I'm going to do this one. It's called Relationships. This is one that I wrote with Vacant Touch.
Yeah.
It's kind of a communal effort as a song. Mainly my guitar part, hence why I still play it. But it's a nice song. It's called Relationships. It's about setting sail on that relationship. Liked wordplay. Let's begin with a little conversation. Same story but a different situation. She says she loves you but you're just two different people. And all the time that you're smiling at together, change can come as quickly as the weather. So take a picture and freeze your perfect moment. Whoa. Got a girl, she can be a little keen, so take the time aside, let out a little steam. Take a bottle and break it on the hull. Setting sail in this relationship, here we go. La da da dum, da 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 dum, la da dum, da da da, la da dum, da 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 dum, la da da. Day to day I see the same kind of behavior, the latest trend, a head behind the papers. Oh, what a world we would be living in if you weren't too afraid to talk or too blind to see. But got a girl, she can be a little keen, so take the time aside, let out a little steam. Take a bottle and break it on the hull. Setting sail on this relationship, here we go. La da da dum, da 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 dum, la da dum, da da da, la da dum, da 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 dum, la da da da. Take your time and do not try.
keen, so I take the time aside, let out a little steam, take a bottle and break it on the whole. We're setting sail in this relationship, here we go. Got a girl, she can be a little keen, so I take the time aside, let out a little steam, take a bottle and break it on the whole. We're setting sail in this relationship, here we go. Got a girl, she can be a little keen, so I take the time aside, let out a little steam, take a bottle and break it on the whole.
Is absolutely fantastic. There's three songs in the studio by Lee Sargent. He's going to be on stage at 3 o'clock, was it, on Saturday?
Yeah, I think so, 3 o'clock. Yeah.
Down at the Village Green, which is the Grays Festival.
Yes, that's the one. Shelby there. I'm not sure what time it opens, but I think reasonably early.
I think you should do, I really think you should do another one. Do you mind?
I don't mind.
That's it. As you started playing anyway. Yeah. I think you might as well just carry on, really. We'll say it's for Lorraine, it's for your mum. This is the bonus song, Lorraine.
What song would my mum like that's a bonus song?
And Dad. Sorry, must say Dad.
Yeah. Trying to think of one that they might like off the top of my head.
They must like all of them.
Hopefully. You can only hope for that.
They can buy the album, though. Don't give it away for free.
Yeah. I mean, if you guys can... I want to give you something a bit different,
all you're getting, to be fair. Gotta keep some things a secret, right?
That's it, it's all you are getting.
Yeah,
I like that. And just if you're wondering, you think, is there a drum kit in there? No, that is Lee actually doing the. I can't do it.
Yeah, the
like
percussion that. Yeah. Too, yeah.
Yeah, which is fabulous. There we go.
Out with her maid Stella, gets poured all over her fella, cause she says Manny ain't no better. And then the next man kicking up fuss, drunk she stumbled down by the river, her screams calling London, none of us heard her coming, I guess the carpet weren't rolled out.
Oh, now I have to say, a lovely work experience, girl Gabby, you were just staring then, it's great. Is this what you're going to be doing now, do you think? You gonna give it a try?
Yeah.
Not today, though. Not today. I've been trying to get her to play live in the studio, but she's a little bit
apparently
nervous.
Plays quite a few instruments.
I know,
as
yeah,
found
exactly,
out earlier.
Yeah.
More than myself, which
yeah.
is good.
You'll have to come back and play live.
We'll have to have a jam.
Yeah, there
come
we go.
Come in and rock it out, and that'll be fun.
That's what I mean.
There you go.
There you go. Thanks very much to Lee. You've been absolutely brilliant. The tracks are great. Can't wait for the album. That'll be out later on in the year with at least 21 tracks on.
I'm thinking I've got two names for it. It's either going to be called It Takes 10 Years to Be an Overnight Success.
Yep.
Or my favourite in the running so far that I came up with the other days, 40-foot cable, 10-foot stage. It brings the best smile to everyone when I say it as well. It's quite apt for myself of, you know, the last 10 years of gigging everywhere and playing big places and doing stuff and then sort of chilling it out, going solo a bit more and sort of playing smaller places and having all the gear for the other places. So, you know. But yeah, I don't know. I'm thinking it should be out hopefully. We'll call it a stocking filler for now. So
excellent.
Give yourself a bit of time.
We'll come back either to, well, you can come back on obviously Nick's show because once he finds out I've nicked his guest, he'll be really unimpressed with me.
Yeah,
maybe I won't actually tell him that I nicked you when you go into the studio. I won't tell him
maybe
that.
Maybe he just won't hear it. It just will fluke out.
No, no, he will see it. He definitely will see it and then he'll have a go at me. That's what
we do. Sorry, Nick.
That's what we do. When we nick somebody else's guest, people get very aggressive. Even Nick, who's a lovely bloke.
He is.
But he's doing loads of acting, so, you know, he's flying off somewhere.
Sure, I'll see him soon. So,
you're probably blank, you know.
Yeah, well, give me a thick ear as I walk past. Yeah.
Right, so just very quickly, your Facebook and Twitter.
Twitter is at the Lee Sargent, and Facebook is just search for me, Lee Sargent, L-E-E, and then S-A-R-G-E-A-N-T, and it'll be me in a blue trilby singing away my acoustic guitar. Click on that one, that's me. Other than that, I think just put my name in Google or YouTube and you'll find me. That or Vacant Touch or Stonewolf, another one, Stonewolf UK.
Excellent.
New guys I'm rolling with as well. So.
And don't forget, Saturday about 3 o'clock down at the Village Green in Grays.
Or Village Beach.
You said green, didn't you? Village Beach is the beach.
Yeah, my bad.
I like to blame you for that.
That's fine. I'll take that on the chin. I don't mind that. So.
Right.
It's all good.
Thank you very much for coming in. It's been absolutely fantastic. We enjoyed that, didn't we?
Yeah.
Yeah, there we go. Now, 12:17, we're going to play some music. I'll be back with more after this.